when Jerome quit, we became a four-piece. It was just like Moore Watts, and then John quit. Mike Marshall, who's still around, and he's a great bass player. Tom Moore Watts was on guitar. Mike Marshall was on bass. Steve Sorter was on drums, and I was just like the, you know, standalone singer. So we did that for a while, and but again, nothing was happening. And Tom liked to drink pretty good, you know. And sometimes when he drank, he got, you know, really frustrated with our situation, because we thought, you know, we're really fucking good. We should have a record deal, you know. And I remember we were rehearsing once, and I don't know for what reason it was, but Tom at the rehearsal hall, he got drunk, and he had a Gibson SG, a really nice one, and he just fucking smashed it, you know. I mean, it wasn't even for, we were the only four people there, you know, and he smashed it and said, fuck this, I quit. So there was a short period there where there were no mutants. And then that's kind of where Bodan came in, the keyboard player. He was a Ukrainian kid. Wally's Ukrainian. Rich Cole, you know, is Polish. And they were playing in some band, you know, in the same circles that we were. So anyways, Bodan, since he was a real go-getter, he went back to Moore Watts, you know, to Tom Moore Watts, and said, listen, why don't we put this band together, put me on keyboards, we'll, I want to get this right. Okay, the band broke up, and then we put Harlow together with Bodan. I kind of did. Moore Watts wasn't in it. It was me, yes, Rich, Wally, Steve Sorter, oh, and Mike Marshall. He came aboard for that. Moore Watts wasn't, he was the only one not involved, and we added Wally and Rich. Does that make sense? Oh, I hope so. So, you know what? Yeah, 74, 75, right around there. And we're Harlow. And, you know, we're just, not much is happening. We did a demo. I don't know how far that went. But, so we had Harlow, and Bodan kind of said, like, you know, he said, boy, this ain't happening. He said, we had to, you know, we had to get Moore Watts back, because he was like a great guitarist and a great songwriter. So one night we said, well, we're going to break up Harlow. And I took a walk with Wally, and someone else took a walk with Rich and said, hey, we're breaking up the band and we're restarting the Mutants. So Zachary put, you know, Bodan and Zachary put the Mutants back together with Tom, after telling Tom, like, listen, man, let's get a tape. I'll go to New York. You know, I mean, he sold Tom on give it one more shot, you know. So that's when we started playing again. That's when we got that trip to New York and that demo deal. And then that didn't work. You know, that's Warner Brothers passed and Zachary left. But we kind of kept the band going anyhow, because it was a damn good band.